Kum Len and Ablak Gemara. We are up to Dav Samach Vov Amid Aleph. Where are we? Sorry, up to Dav Samach. No, to Samach Vov Amid Aleph. Where did we stop yesterday? Okay, we'll stop on the top of the page. We'll stop at the very top of the page. Chamra atika, old wine, beandre with grapes. Different hakel. Everyone holds benoish atam. If it's less than 60 times, if it's more than a 60th of it, then it's a problem because you can feel it. Chamra, why? Because they're two separate things. Wine and grapes taste differently. Chamra chalat, a new wine. Beandre and grapes, it tastes the same. The juice. But it's a different, and this is wine, it's a grapes. Abayama mashu, since it's the same, we look at the taste, and it's never bottled. And Rav Amar ben Leizer Tam, it goes by taste, a 60th. Abayama mashu, basa timely, look at the taste. Idi vidicha taimu, fresh grape juice and grapes taste exactly the same. Abli min b'minoi is the same sort. Min b'minoi b'mashu, and min b'minoi is only a slightest amount. And Rav says, right, you want me to find the view? Oh, sorry, just the top of the page, right at the beginning. Rava says, you look at nice and tam. You look at, you know, if it's 60 times as much as not, because basa shmoz, look at the name. V'hai shmoz l'chud, v'hai shmoz l'chud. They're two different names. V'avle min b'she'eni min, two separate sorts. Min b'she'eni min, b'nei z'tam, and two separate sorts, it goes by taste. So now we learned in our Mishnah, yayin nesach shenofo gabin avin wine that fell on top of grapes. Because we thought, chamru chalat, a new wine by avin grapes. So we see here, there's the same taste. And my lab ben noise tam, and we see that the taste is the same. And we look at 60 times, there's a question on Abaya. So, you know, Abaya will say, who says 60 times? Maybe it means it's completely forbidden. Even 1,000 times more, because if it's the same thing, they never nullify each other. So the Gemara Bilitoni says, and Sefer Zeakal, this is the rule. Kol shebahan nose ben noise tam, osir. Anything which if you have a no is osir 60, kol shebahan nose ben tam, mutir. The Mishnah clearly is a rule. It has to do with whether you feel the taste or not, which is 60 times. Meklal de ben noise tam, askin. Even in the first case, wine and grapes, if there's more, if they say 100 times as more grapes as wine, it's nothing. And a kasha labaye, babaye, mastis b'cham latiki ba'anve. He says, Abaye was saying that Amish talking about old wine and grapes. So therefore, the taste is very different. That's why it's 60 times. It says the Gemara, chol of chamra, vinegar of wine. The chol of shikra, vinegar of wine. And vinegar of beer, they're both vinegar. But they're very different names. Or chamida de chiti, wheat, grains of wheat. Chamida de sardi, and dough of, and yeast of barley. They're both called yeast, but they're different names. Abaye says in these cases because they go after the taste, it tastes very differently. Bosa time muslin, and the vinegar of wine is very different than the vinegar of beer. High time of the different tastes, and therefore it's min b'she'ein min 60 times. V'havle min b'she'ein min 60 times. But Rav Amar Mashu, Rav says the slightest amount. Why? Because he says bosa shmozin. Rav says that you go after the name, and this they're both called vinegar. And they're both called vinegar, they support each other, and therefore they never get nullified. V'hai chol mikra, v'hai chol mikra, both called vinegar. V'hai chamir mikra, v'hai chamir mikra. This is called yeast, and this is called yeast. V'avle min b'mina, they're the same kind. V'chol min b'mina mashu. Even the slightest amount is enough to aser. Omar abayi min amin, how do I know the buzzer time? How do I know the primary focus should be on the taste? Now we learned. Tanya b'le b'raisa. Tavlin, you have spices. Beis v'gimel shema, two or three different names, but v'heim minecha, they're all the same kind. They all taste similarly. I mean gimel, or three kinds. Asurin, they're all forbidden. Umitztarfin, they combined for the amount, the right amount. Now, why do they combine? Vamechizki, hachem, minimasikis. You know why they combine? Because they all are there, a sweetener. Now, even though they have different names, but because they're all the same taste. Hoyil, v'ruyil, amasib in the day, because you can sweeten the pot. So what is he clear from here? You go after the taste. I am the bishleim bossa time mazing after taste. Kuli chad time was all the same reason. Eli am the bossa shmozing after the name. Hai shmoluchud, v'hai shmoluchud. They have different names. This is one kind of spice, another kind of spice, and yet you say that they all combine. Must be that they all consider the same. We're daf samach vavet al near the bottom. Rav Amar Lav, Rav said, "Hamani da meiri." Doesn't prove anything. This goes according to the Meir. He taka believes that you go after taste, but the eye hold. You don't have to taste. Don't do a taste. He holds that all averis in the Torah. You can have chazer and you can have other things, and you can combine them all together. And they combine. Shneimer says, don't eat anything abomination. Anything which is an abomination. 3 lines at the bottom. You're not allowed to eat. Now, chola legoy chamra. If you put vinegar into wine, let's say you have vinegar that is osir and it falls into wine that is heter. Everyone holds that since they're very different from each other, this is vinegar and this is wine, different names, different tastes, of course, it's bottle b'shishim. Divrei hakol menos tam. If there's 60 times more wine than vinegar, everything's all right. Chamra legoy chola. But if you pour wine into vinegar, now interesting, when you pour wine into vinegar, as soon as the wine enters the barrel of the vinegar is very strong, very acidic. The wine now also smells acidic. Even though the wine still tastes like wine, as soon as the wine enters the confines of this big barrel full of vinegar, a barrel full of vinegar, which is so powerful, the wine now also has that pungent smell.
Is vinegar made from what? From grapes?
It doesn't matter what the vinegar comes from.
Because you're not allowed to have generally goes to vinegar.
I'm asking, why
can't you have vinegar?
Wine vinegar is it's because it started out as wine.
Yes.
And then it turned into vinegar. The ester, once the ester is there,
that's basically from grapes.
If you have, then you have the artificial vinegar, one that we buy. The artificial vinegar we have, but that's kosher. It's only the wine vinegar that's no good. So what'd you say?
The wine takes over the...
No, so what happens is, if you have a little bit of wine, full from a little bit, in a big barrel of vinegar, as soon as the wine enters, the smell smells like vinegar, but the taste is still like wine. And the question is, if you have a smell versus a taste, if the smells like vinegar, we treat like vinegar, then it's the same sort, the treif and the kosher is the same, and then we say it never comes bottle. Because this whole Gemara follows opinion like Rabbi Huda that says that min b'mina, if it's the same sort, it never becomes bottle, never nullified. But if you look at the taste, then this tastes like wine, this tastes like vinegar, they're two separate things, a bottle b'shishim. So Abaye says b'mashu. Abaye says that the smell is more important than the taste. Within taste, smell is even more important than taste. I don't know. Look at the taste. Abaye says, even the slightest amount. It smells like vinegar. It tastes like wine. So you have wine and vinegar. Since it smells like vinegar. And even though it tastes like wine, so it's like vinegar, so you have kosher vinegar and treifa vinegar. If it's the same kind, it's a mashu. Rava says, b'nois and tam. Rava says, you look at it goes shishi. Why? Recha chola, the smell of vinegar, but it tastes like wine. Chamra, it's considered like wine. So you have wine that fell into a barrel of vinegar. Of two separate kinds, b'nois and tam, 60 times. So the rabbi holds you up. He holds up within that taste. Interesting. Why take a smell? Good question. But that's a swallow. That smell overrides even the taste. Interesting. Now, okay. Hi, Bas Tihia. Let's say you have to make you have to puncture a hole in a barrel. Just puncture a hole in the barrel to see whether the wine is wine or not. Yeah. Sorry.
When? What day? Tomorrow? I don't think so.
He's a confirmed at this stage. Confirmed. What's the Malzov? By Beman. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Malzov. Says the Gemara, high bastia puncture in the lid. You have a puncture in the lid, and you do that in order to smell the wine if it's in good state or how it is doing. So either Chami Sol, a goy bends down to smell the wine. He's an expert. He knows how to smell wine. A goy is allowed to smell his wine. He said to him, a goy is not allowed to touch it, but here he's not touching. There's a lid there, and there's a hole. He doesn't put fingers in. He just smells it. The aroma that comes up, and therefore that's all right. Not a problem. What about a yid smelling a goy's wine? Remember, Abaye holds smelling is a big thing. Abaye Amasa, because smelling is forbidden. And Rav Amar Mutter. Now, Teicher says a very interesting thing here. Rav Teicher says, even according to Rav, smelling is a big thing. Is Mutter. Teicher says, but talking about the Yid is not getting paid for what he's doing, because otherwise he's getting paid for Yayin Esach. And he's not allowed to even accept a thank you, says Teicher.
Well, that leads me to think, when you're passing a shop that has pork and everything like that.
You're allowed to smell pork. Because you're allowed to have an offer from pork. This is the only thing which you're not allowed to have an offer from, which is limited to chametz on Pesach, walking by a bakery on Pesach. That might be a problem. Yeah, that might be a problem because you now have an oil from Pesach, even though it's a goy's bread, you now have an oil from chametz and it smells. Or yayin nesach, very limited. You are allowed to have an oil from bar. The Torah says everything that's also ba'achil is mutar ba'anah. Only a few exceptions. You now continue to start smelling it again. And Tesha says here that even the goy says thank you is a problem. If the goy asks you to smell his wine, he was good. So you're getting a thank you from Yain Nesach, it's a problem. Let's continue. Abaya Amar also, why also Rechim is here? Smelling is a factor, and you're smelling Yain Nesach.
Rabbi said thank you, there's not much you can do about it.
That's true. Can't take it back. Take back that thank you. Rabbi says, Recha la milsi. Recha, maybe it means more than just thank you. Maybe the guy says, I'm indebted to you. I really appreciate it. I'll pay you back one day, or something to that effect. Maybe just thank you. Today, thank you means nothing. You just say it. And Rava says, Mutter Rechala Milsi. Smelling is nothing. How do I know the Rechala Milsi? I know smelling is nothing. That now we learn. Tandor and oven, she is siku. You heated it up with wood made out of kimun. Cumin, shal truma, out truma. Now, truma, a Yisrael, is not allowed to have any, you're not allowed to have a, eat it, you're not allowed to have a, no, nothing. But offer by a pass, and you baked bread with it. Now, the question of the bread is kosher, because the wood, it was truma. Hapas muteres, you're allowed to eat the bread. Vish ain't tam kimun el reichel. You don't have really the taste of the kimun in the bread. All you have is the smell of it, and the smell is nothing. That's what it's a raya. Clearly, to me, it's rubber. Abaya, shiny hosam. This is different than mikli yisura. Abaya, I agree with you here. You know why? Because you know when the smell. Because you burn the wood out before the smell comes up to the bread, and therefore you burn the yisur. There's no yisur anymore. When is reyach a problem? If the yisur still, for example, the barrel of wine is still standing in, and there's a whiff going up. It's wafting its way up. Problem. But over here, the wood is all gone. So therefore, it's all right. Amar Amori Kitanoi Bemis is machlekes tanoi by the smell of something or not. Haroi the paschama. If somebody takes off hot bread from nosnal pichaver shel yain, if somebody takes off hot bread and places on a barrel of wine from truma, you took hot bread is very absorbing, and you place it on a barrel of truma. Rameyer says, awesome. Why could the smell of the truma enter the bread? And therefore, you're not allowed to eat it. Or you're not allowed to eat it. You have a smell. You have a taste of truma. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Matir, it's mutter. No problem. My whole taste is worthless." And Rabbi Yisi, "Matir b'shechad." It depends. Wheat, it's mutter. It doesn't absorb anything. But barley is a problem because it absorbs. The barley absorbs. My lab, how come? There's the argument. Marsava, one guy holds reicha milsi. A mayor holds that smell is a problem. Therefore, he holds it awesome. Marsava reicha v'lav kulmi. The other one holds that smell is nothing. And the other one holds smell is nothing. And Rabbi Yisi says it depends if it's wheat or barley. So clearly, they're arguing about smell. If smell's a problem, says more not. Little Rava, according to Rava, Vade Tanoi, Hamzan, right? It's a machlekes Tanoi. Rami definitely holds that smell is a problem. La Baya, Baya says no. I believe that they all three agree with me that smell is a problem. So what's going on here? How can Rabbi Yehuda allows you the bread and thing? Me lema Tanoi, Om La Baya, La Meid Malavi, Om La Bachan, Rabbi Shlaki. But Pas Chama, there are three possible scenarios. If it's hot bread. The chavit psucha, the barrel is open. Divrei hakol, so everyone is also because the smell goes into the bread. The pas tenen is cold bread. The chavit gufa, and there's a lid on the top of the barrel. Divrei hakol muteres. What's the problem? Nothing gets absorbed. Loinechu, the argument here is like this: the pas cham is hot bread, so it absorbs. But the chavit magufa, there's a lid on it. Or pas tenen cold bread, but the chavit psucha, the lid is off. And therefore, because in that case is the argument. And that's what they're arguing about, whether in such a case it absorbs or not. But in my case, of the barrel of wine, Nami is kipas chamo, the chavis psucha. In my case, the barrel of wine is like hot bread and an open barrel, and you're smelling that, and you're smelling that smell. That's what the problem is. Stop paying attention to my mitzvah.